English Across the Pond.
Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you are listening to English Across the Pond. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so happy to have you listening in on another episode of English Across the Pond, the podcast connecting you to American and British English and giving you a complete English learning experience from a goal to practice and feedback. My name is Jennifer, and I am your co-host from the United States.
And my name is Dan, and I am your co-host from England.
You can join us right here on this podcast every single Friday for brand new episodes about tons of different everyday topics in English. We cover things that are going to help you talk more fluently and feel more confident when you need to use your English. I mentioned we are a complete English experience. That is because this podcast, this episode, is only part of this week's complete English lesson. You can sign up today to become a Gold member and become one of our students in the Gold member community. When you become a student, you are going to get, as I mentioned, a goal to focus on to improve your fluency this week. You're going to use this episode, our vocabulary, and develop stronger fluency skills for English use. We send our students transcripts so they can follow along with every single word we say in this episode. They can use the transcript to practice reading. We send a study plan with a list of 7 focused exercises to improve your natural English use. We help you with listening, we help you with grammar, and we give you writing and speaking practice, and more importantly, the feedback and corrections. We are going to read your writing, listen to your speaking, not only correct it and edit it, but tell you how you can specifically improve your English. It's almost like you're signing up for a lesson with us to improve your English skills. So if you're ready to take your English to the next level and get our complete English lesson this week and every week, then head over to our website, englishacrossthepond.com, and click subscribe, or type in englishacrossthepond.com/gold. That's G-O-L-D for our gold membership. Dan,
yo.
Today is coffee talk.
Yeah, let's do it.
So coffee talk is my very, very poor attempt at doing an East Coast, New York, or Chicago kind of accent. How'd I do?
Better than me. New York. New York coffee.
How about, can you say coffee talk?
I can say, I think it's from, this dates me a bit, from Cagney and Lacey. Coffee Christine.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither,
what
really.
What talk about, Willis?
Yeah, no idea.
So coffee talk is, again, a very, very bad impersonation of an East Coast accent. Obviously, if you're just joining me, I am on the west coast of the United States in California, but I'm saying coffee talk,
and
coffee talk.
If you're joining us from the east coast of America, we apologize.
I'm sorry for butchering your accent, but if you've been listening to English Across the Pond for a long time, you know accents are not my strong suit. You know, everything always ends up sounding like this combination of who knows what.
You haven't spoken English in ages.
It's today the day. So, yes, coffee.
Yeah.
We are specifically going to highlight how to order coffee, what you can say, you know, when you go into a coffee shop. Today's episode is one of our living in English episodes to kind of give a more focused English lesson and experience for our listeners. So whether you're living in the States, you're visiting the States or England, or you're just kind of passing on through, you might want to get a coffee, and today we're going to help you do it.
Good.
How often do you go out for coffee?
At least once a week, usually two or three times a week.
So are you also in the habit of making coffee at home?
Yeah. Yep.
So, Dan, are you or are you not addicted to coffee?
Totally.
Yeah.
I actually, having said that, I don't drink coffee really in the afternoons, and I don't have that much coffee, but I do really, really like coffee. At work, I have one at 10:40 on the dot, which is the end of my first big lesson. And at the weekend, we usually go out to a coffee shop. You know what? I really, really like just being in a coffee shop. All the clinking and clanging, the steam going off.
People.
I absolutely love being in. Really, I tell you what, it's a great place to work.
Yes, I love it. I agree. I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
So you have only your first coffee at 10:40 in the morning?
On a weekday, yeah. I could have one at before, like when I wake up, but A, it's kind of a treat. It's something to look forward to that I've deserved after I've done some work. But also, if I have one before and after, I start to, it starts to affect me.
Yeah. So do you think that you're sensitive to caffeine?
Yeah, I think I'm sensitive. I'm sensitive to most things.
Oh,
but
so sorry.
It doesn't take on an empty stomach. I absolutely love coffee. But let's say, for example, I have an espresso in a coffee shop and then a friend comes and says, I'll get you a coffee. And I drink that one as well. When I leave the coffee shop, I kind of feel like I'm on the moon.
Oh, wow.
And that's just two double espressos. So it is quite a lot of coffee. But I haven't got a high tolerance rate, really.
Well, I think that there's a I know there's a huge difference between like standard or like regular coffee in the US versus probably everywhere else in the world, but definitely in the UK with what you're talking about. Because when I say you go out for coffee, is it automatically assumed that a coffee is an espresso?
No. And we have there's kind of it was funny actually. I was in Costa, which is the UK equivalent of Starbucks. And the woman in front of me, who was maybe 60, 70, back in the old days, before coffee kind of became cool and before lattes came along and frappuccinos and skinny, it was just a coffee. You just had tea and coffee. And what coffee was like instant from a jar. And you got a scoop of that. You put it in a cup. Put some hot water in and put some milk in, and that's coffee. So the woman in the shop went, two coffees, please. And the guy went like, of course, what kind of coffee would you like? And she just went, a coffee. I want a coffee. And he went, yeah, but like latte? And she was just like, just get me a coffee. But I think he was like, I know what to give them, which I think is kind of like an Americano with milk in kind of. But it was weird to see her just go, what do you mean? What kind of coffee do I want? I want a coffee.
Like just the regular old coffee.
Yeah, just a coffee. What do
you
mean?
Cup of Joe.
Yeah, a cup of Joe. I've forgotten what your question was.
Is when I say, or like, if we say coffee, is it automatically assumed espresso?
No, not at all. It can be, could mean anything.
Yeah. So do you guys have drip coffee?
Yeah, we filter coffee.
Filter coffee, okay.
Yes.
And so what is filtered coffee or drip coffee?
Well, we have it at school, and it's with the paper, with the filter, paper filter. And like any filter, it lets through the good bits, which is the coffee bits, and it keeps back the actual granules, the grains, the bit that... the bits of coffee, actual bits of coffee. And at school, we have like a huge big machine where the coffee filters are like lampshades. And we also have like a little singular one as well, where sometimes I do go at lunchtime and get myself a top up if I'm having a tough day.
Ah, and that is definitely not close to an espresso. It's a lot weaker than an espresso.
I mean, it packs a punch. It's a nice fresh coffee as well, but no, it's not. It been pressurized, it's the water hasn't gone through at pressure, so no, it's just a delicious coffee, but more like an Americano.
Yeah. And I do want to throw in here, as we're talking about coffee, this coffee talk is an updated, more elaborate version of episode 15 of English Across the Pond. We were just babies then.
Yeah, really. I was still in shorts.
Yeah, I was still crawling. And we talked about coffee in episode 15. So we are obviously going to be covering some of the same thing. We're talking about coffee, but I invite you to go back and listen and look for episode 15 to hear a different conversation, because even though we're talking about coffee, Dan and I are still having a very natural, organic type of conversation. So what you hear is going to be different. Expressions and questions might be, you know, varied. So definitely go back and listen to that and hear a little bit more or a different side of coffee.
Mm, beautiful.
So I, you know, over the last like 4 or 5 years, Paulo and I, my husband and I, have gone through a lot of different types of coffee makers at home.
Mm.
So I'm going to like run some by you to tell, to ask if you know what they are.
Mm.
So at home, this is talking about coffee at home.
Mm-hmm.
We started, you know, when we first kind of moved out, I had a coffee pot, which just made regular drip coffee. And that's what my parents had. That's what my dad still has, what a lot of people have.
Mm.
And that is a little tiny machine. You know, you have a big pot. You fill the pot up with water. You put it in the back of the machine. You put it underneath the filter. You fill the filter up paper with grains, and then it just drips through.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't really doing it for me anymore. It wasn't strong enough. Yeah. I kind of wasn't really enjoying the flavor.
Upgrade.
So we upgraded. So we got something called an AeroPress. Have you ever heard of an AeroPress?
It sounds like something I would use on my trousers. No.
So it was like a way to, you know, make coffee. It makes like kind of singular things. And it's this pump looking machine. I invite everyone to Google it.
I'm Googling it.
We'll put a link in our study plan.
Oh my God, what is that?
AeroPress, an AeroPress. And it is, you steep the coffee for like 10 seconds to about a minute.
Ooh.
And then you push down on the press and it kind of like puts the coffee like out quickly. So it's supposed to kind of be like or similar to kind of espresso style. You can make it really strong. You can make it weaker, obviously, depending on how much coffee you put in.
Mm.
We loved that. We used that for ages. I loved it because I traveled with it. It was really cool. But then it kind of got like we kind of grew out of that. So now, and for the last year and a half or so,
you're just looking for the next coffee hit.
I am. We're like looking for the next fix.
Yeah.
So then we moved into the French press.
Yeah.
So.
Because I Googled AeroPress, I've now got pictures of them side by side. I believe a French press in English is a cafetiere.
Oh, cafetiere.
Do you say that? No.
No, we say French press.
But I'm not exactly sure that they're the same. But can you, if you Google cafetiere, you'll see, I think they're the same. I think.
Cafetiere. Is it like a mocha pot?
It's like a big glass jug. And you put the coffee in the top and then you plunge, you press the thing down.
Yeah. Same exact thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that. We are learning together American and British English vocabulary. I love
Amazing.
It.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were on the French press for a while at home. And then my husband was like, nope, looking for the next fix.
Mm.
So we got really into cold brew.
Now you've lost me again now.
So cold brew is now just the trend of coffee. We definitely didn't talk about it in episode 15 because I don't really remember it kind of existing maybe, or it definitely existed, but it wasn't really common. So cold brew is now a way that you steep coffee, you make coffee, but you don't use it with hot water.
Oh.
You do cold water and you allow it to steep or to brew, right? Mm. To brew coffee. For 12 to 48 hours.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah. So the idea is that, you know, you're using cold water, so it's not burning the coffee. It's a smoother flavor. It's a stronger flavor. And those are just some of the main kind of highlights to a cold brew. And then also a lot of people were saying like, well, why wouldn't I just make hot coffee and throw ice cubes in it?
Yeah, yeah.
well, then it's not watered down. Like when you put ice cubes in it, it makes the coffee a lot more watered down. Mm. Anyway, so yeah. So cold brew is kind of our household hit now.
But you can, I know, that, not to ask a stupid question, you can only have cold brew cold.
Cold brew is only cold.
Yeah, yeah. I think you can get it here in the carton kind of thing in the supermarket. I think we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
It's like sold. Now there's cold brew kits and cold brew and everything. So then on that train now is, I don't know if you've seen the nitro cold brew.
Crikey.
Have you seen drinks being made with nitro?
No.
So nitro is a huge trend as well here, locally. They'll do nitro cold brew coffee. Mm. There's a lot of like nitro beer, like nitro stouts and like those.
Yeah, it looks
heavy...
like Guinness.
Yes. So a nitro cold brew is, again, it's kind of like made through this cold brew and then it's infused with like the nitrogen and that's how it comes out. So it's like more frothy and foamy and thick.
Nice?
And I'm not a coffee expert. Yeah, yeah, it is nice. Mm. But I will throw in here now in the conversation, I am only drinking decaf these days.
Yeah. You kind of hinted at that the other day. How come?
I started noticing how I was feeling with coffee. I would get really anxious.
Yeah.
My days were not as like smooth and mindful when I would have coffee.
Do you notice a difference?
A huge, aww, huge.
Don't,
and so it's funny. And so also though, I am not like you. The first thing I do is I wake up and I make or drink my coffee. And then because I make a French press hot coffee and my husband makes cold coffee or does cold brew or he drinks coffee when he goes to work, I have an entire French press that can be like 5 cups of coffee. I was finding that I would, you know, make it in the morning and then it'd be there in the afternoon. And I'd be like, oh, I'm going to just have it at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so I was having it throughout the day. So I just thought a decaf would be a lot better. My friend... Did you know there are different ways to make a decaf coffee?
I don't even know what decaf coffee is, really. Oh, well, you know, I know, like, you know, that it's coffee without caffeine.
Mm-hmm. So I will always buy a water-filtered decaf coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And so what I was learning when I was going through decaf, because I actually first made the switch to decaf when I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was reading about decafs, I found that, you know, decaf coffee is when they remove the caffeine from the coffee bean.
How do they do that?
Exactly. Mm. So the most common and what's commonly used is there's some kind of chemical that that removes it.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of decaf coffee has this, like, I don't know what it is, but this chemical that's a part of it.
Mm.
So I started looking for the water process decaf, and it's always on the bag. Sometimes it's a little bit more expensive, which is kind of annoying because it is healthier. But so there's like a Swiss water decaf, and so that is using water like almost exclusively to go through it, and it's much, I feel, healthier.
Yeah, good. I'm sure I would as well. It'd be nice to try. But you know, as I'm sure you know, I don't smoke, I don't really ever drink alcohol, and it's, I know, in a way, like, I know it's weird, but I think, oh, you know, let me have my coffee, which is such a weird thing. It's sort of like as if it's something to hold on to, and it's not at all, really. I don't know why, but I do, honestly. I mean, I have a little espresso machine at home, Lavazza.
Ooh,
hello,
yes.
Our Italian listeners. Lavazza for me is the
nice.
Most beautiful coffee, you know. Every day when I make the coffee, when it's going, I lean over and just inhale the fumes.
Yes, it smells so good, doesn't it?
God, the smell of coffee is almost as good as the taste. And what I'm into at the moment as well is cortado.
What's that?
It is an espresso in an espresso cup, but the gap is filled up with milk. Just that whatever's left in the cup, that space that's left, is filled up with, of course, you know, soy milk or, you know, whatever.
Whatever you're drinking. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So it just takes the edge off and just gives a little hint of creaminess. It's really nice. Really nice.
What is it called?
Cortado.
I feel like I have actually heard of that before.
Cortado with soy.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that we went through this episode and kind of talked a little bit about like changes in coffee, especially changes since episode 15.
Yeah, really.
You know, you mentioned soy milk. You have soy milk in your coffee. I also have a milk alternative. Typically, I think I prefer like an almond milk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But how has that change been in like your local coffee shops?
Well, all over the place now. I mean, the thing is, I think that before, almost like the almond milk was almost hidden away, but people did have it. But just down the road where the sea is, just around the corner, sort of like 7 or 8 minutes from here, is the Watermark Cafe. And now they have a huge sign on the counter saying, like, it says literally, "Wow, no cow." And is, you know, being very positive and really promoting the fact that the health benefits. So I think actually non-cow's milk has been around for a while, but suddenly now it's actually seen, it's being advertised and pushed because I think people are really, really getting into it.
Yes. I always find it strange when places still charge for it.
And charge extra.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that was common for the longest time. And I think you hit it on the head. It's becoming more common. It's becoming more popular, where before maybe it wasn't. So they'd have to take the risk, buy some almond milk. Maybe it would be used. Maybe it wouldn't. And they'd have to throw it away if it wasn't used. Right.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I kind of understood the need to charge for it. But now it's so common.
Yeah.
So when I see places that charge for it, I'm like, oh God, what are you in 1950? Come on.
Yeah, really.
But I find, I don't know if you've experienced this, how often you've flown or traveled recently. Airplanes don't offer any milk alternatives on the flight.
Oh, wow. I mean, I don't have any, but I wouldn't notice because I don't have any, you know, white stuff
coffee
in my. I don't want that stuff polluting.
What do you mean? What?
I just want raw. I just want coffee. Don't dilute it.
Oh, you don't. But you do use the Cordato or whatever. You
like put
some milk.
Yeah, I do have Cordato.
Occasionally.
Yeah, you're right. If you broke your sort of like, you know, your clean and healthy living, let's say, you know, it's a really cold day and you're just like, I just want a coffee today. What would it be? What would you have?
Oh, my kind of go-to is a soy or almond milk latte.
Latte. And what about hubby?
Latte. A soy latte. Mm. He has always been a soy latte. I've dabbled.
Mm.
I've gone, you know, here, there. I've tried Americanos. Mm. I've tried cappuccinos. You know, I tried mochas.
Mrs. Dan.
But sorry, and Australia, shout out to Australia for introducing me to the beautiful soy flat white.
Yeah.
Which I guess Starbucks here in the States have kind of gotten it recently, but I don't go to Starbucks, so I don't know. Most places don't have it.
Flat whites are very common here. My other half, my better half, mocha.
Mocha.
And
your babe.
Chocolate baby chino.
I love the baby chinos. You know, you mentioned like you love being in the coffee shop. Oh,
yeah.
I so long for and crave a cute, good cafe kind of in my local neighborhood. We don't have any. There's a Starbucks that, you know, we don't go to. And then there's one kind of mom and pop type cafe.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, the coffee is horrible. We've tried it three times. And three times it's just been so bad that I can make better coffee at home is the feeling.
Sounds like there's a gap in the market there.
Well, Paulo and I have talked about it, but, you know, one day.
Yeah, good.
Well, exactly. On that note, I really, really hope that this conversation has allowed you guys to learn, our listeners. And Dan, you even learned some stuff today. I learned some stuff.
You're not kidding.
We all learned.
Can I say it's the first time that the words nitro and coffee have ever appeared next to each other in my life. So thank you for teaching me something. It's been an education.
I love it. I challenge you to kind of like poke around, look around, see if it's something that you just haven't noticed because you haven't been looking for it. Like, is it on the menu at the cafe?
I haven't learned this much since you taught me about bags.
I know. I love it. And then our language focus is going to go into even more helpful learning words. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Grab your cup of coffee. It's going to be good.
Thank you very much for listening, everyone. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, and I won't keep you on the edge of your seats any longer. We're going to continue talking about coffee, and in this language focus, we're going to go over some common questions that you're going to hear so you can review the structures, the questions that you need to prepare yourself for when you're going to order a coffee in an English-speaking country. We're going to review, you know, how you can respond, so you'll review some sentence structure. So our grammar focus today is questions, responses, the structure, and the English you need to order a coffee. We are going to start with what you're going to hear when you walk up to the counter and you talk to the barista and what they're going to say to you. You will probably hear the questions, what can I get you? What are you having? What would you like? And those are going to be some three of the most common questions asking, what do you want to order? So again, what can I get you? What are you having? What would you like? And in that time is when you would respond with what you want. I want a latte, an espresso, a mocha, a baby chino. And of course, there's many, many different types of coffee that you can order. You can obviously look and choose off the menu, or you can use our study plan this week to learn about the different types and definitions of coffee available at a cafe. Often, after you order your coffee, for example, if you just get a regular coffee, they might ask you, do you need room? Would you like room? And if they ask you, do you need room or would you like room, that is asking if you want extra space in your cup to add in your own milk or cream. And this is assuming that a lot of cafes and a lot of coffee shops here have a small section within the cafe with the sugars, the cinnamons, the nutmeg, the half and half, the milk, the skim milk, and different types of things you can put into your coffee if you're just ordering a plain coffee. So do you need room? Would you like room? Is asking if you would like extra space to have cream or milk. Another common question could be, how do you take your coffee? And this is maybe not as common for a coffee shop, but if you go to a friend's house or you go to somebody's house in an English-speaking country and they offer you coffee, how do you take your coffee? This question means, how do you like it? Do you like strong coffee or do you like weak coffee? What kind of coffee do you want? Do you like it with sugar? Do you like it with raw sugar? Do you like it with stevia or some kind of sugar substitute? Do you like, which type I mentioned? So just basically, how do you take your coffee? And then you could tell them exactly how you like it and exactly how you want it. I mentioned there's a lot of very specific and helpful language when we talk about coffee. This language focus, keeping it short and sweet for you so you can have something very valuable that you walk away with in this episode, we're going to leave it at these three questions that you need. However, if you want to learn even more, the different types of coffee you can order and other helpful language like what is half and half, what's foam, what's an iced coffee, what does skim mean, what are alternatives? If you want to learn other helpful language, then of course, you can sign up for our Gold membership, get our study plan, and review our language focus with more details, more examples, and more support for you. Thanks again so much for listening. I hope you enjoy all of the coffee you drink this week, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.